Carlos, for Diaz there, was that just a missed location for him?
Yeah, down and in against a lefty, put a good swing and got him. So, yeah.
What did you see out of Buto today?
He was having a hard time getting ahead. Made pitches, obviously got back in the count and got a huge out on a rise, and then we throw the guy out at second base. And then, you know, the one out, 0-2, ball four to the nine-hole hitter, I thought that was, you know, that was pretty much the at-bat that cost him the game there, because then, you know, he's got to face the top of their lineup, and Profar got him on a sinker that, you know, he left up in the middle of the zone. So, yeah, I think, again, the 0-2 walk to the nine-hole hitter was the one.
What's the emotion of kind of being on the verge of taking three out of four here and then having to leave with a split?
Hey, you know, the biggest takeaway, we play a really good series. That's a really good team right there, and it felt like a playoff atmosphere, playoff games, really good bullpen. We saw all of their arms today. And, you know, yeah, the fact that we were five outs away from taking three out of four here. But, look, proud of the guys, and you just got to turn the page and be ready for a really good series again. Another good team that we got here in the Diamondbacks coming up. But, yeah, a tough one, no doubt about it, but we just got to turn the page here.
After that walk to McCoy, what made you stick with Buto there instead of maybe going to Diaz?
Yeah, no, I wasn't going to go five outs with Diaz. You know, he was, you know, he was got the ground ball and then just a walk. So, yeah, that was his game there.
Why not five outs for Diaz?
I wasn't going to push him like that.
I guess, practically speaking, what's the difference between five and four?
Well, there's a lot that goes into it, yeah. You know, especially after he was up twice early in, I was pushing him by getting more than one inning, so we just didn't get there.
Quintana, what'd you think?
Oh, good. You know, he was staying the attack, aggressive, got quick outs when needed, got ground balls, we made good plays. He was really good. Another good outing from the starters, especially for Quintana after, you know, what he went through the past three. So I thought he was really good.
With Quintana, after he gets out of the sixth and then you leave him in for the seventh, mm-hmm. How do you decide batter to batter? How long?
Not having a lefty available today, you know, I wanted to get Quintana through the two lefties behind Machado, yeah. Especially after we had on and we were up two. So, because I knew they were going to, you know, they had Peralta and they had Arraez. So four lefties right away for Buto. I thought, especially with the way Quintana was looking, you know, so I was going to go not only Machado, but I was going to try to get the lefties with him.
Different about Quintana today versus his previous two starts?
He was in the zone, you know, he didn't need a ball. He was attacking, yeah, and got outs when needed, and he just didn't shy away from contact.
We learned about Brett Beatty breaking his finger. How much of a blow is that for him?
Yeah, he's a big blow, you know, especially where we are in the season. His name is one of the names of, you know, probably in consideration for September. So, yeah, you know, now we just got to get him back healthy and, you know, whatever that long that is. But, yeah, it's a big blow for him and a big blow for us.
What does he need to do just over, you know, the coming months to sort of reestablish himself and where he wants to be as a player?
Who's this?
Baby.
Well, he's got to get healthy first, and then, you know, we'll see where we are. But he's going to miss quite a bit of time here. So,
is his season definitely over, or is it possible he makes?
Nah, I mean, it's possible, but who knows? I mean, it's a fracture, and we'll see what we got.